Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. In Washington, preparations are underway for the second impeachment trial of Donald Trump, slated to open Tuesday in the U.S. Senate. He's accused of inciting the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol, in which five people died. A leading Republican who supported Trump's impeachment in the House has been censured by her state party. The Wyoming Republican Party overwhelmingly endorsed the censure of Congresswoman Liz Cheney. Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck has more.
Party officials say they're particularly upset that Cheney voted to impeach Trump without a hearing. Only eight of the 74 state GOP Central Committee members opposed the censure, which will lead to Cheney losing financial support from the party. They also called for her to resign from Congress. Cheney was invited to address the meeting but didn't attend. State Senator Anthony Bouchard, who's hoping to defeat Cheney in 2022, tweeted an empty seat with her name on it. It says that it shows she's out of touch with Wyoming. Cheney said in a statement that she remains honored to represent the state and will always fight for issues important to Wyoming. She's the third-ranking Republican member in the U.S. House. For NPR News, I'm Bob Beck in Laramie.
Chicago public school officials are still negotiating this weekend with the teachers union to try to make a deal over resuming in-person learning. If that doesn't happen, a showdown is set for Monday that could lead to a strike. Sarah Karp from member station WBEZ reports.
In Chicago, like other places, one of the sticking points is whether staff should be vaccinated before they're required to report to schools. The union says vaccinations should be a prerequisite, while the school district doesn't. The tug of war has gone on for weeks, with the mayor issuing threats and blame while begging for a deal. She now says that if teachers and other staff don't report to work on Monday, they'll be locked out of their virtual classrooms. The union warns that could trigger a strike. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Karp in Chicago.
Tomorrow marks the one-year anniversary of the death of Li Wenliang. Li was a doctor in the Chinese city of Wuhan who gained fame as one of the earliest coronavirus whistleblowers in China. NPR's John Ruich reports.
Police reprimanded Li for spreading rumors after he sent messages to classmates about the new SARS-like virus that was making people sick in the city of Wuhan in late 2019. The 34-year-old ophthalmologist eventually contracted the virus and died. He's been hailed as a hero by many in China because he was one of the first people to raise alarm about the coronavirus when the government was suppressing information about it. Under pressure from the public, Chinese authorities investigated his death and overturned the police reprimand. It remains a sensitive topic in China, though. Ahead of Sunday's anniversary, tributes to Li popped up online, and the AP reports a steady stream of people visited the hospital where he worked, with some leaving flowers. John Ruich, NPR News.
This is NPR. The entire 2021 women's NCAA basketball tournament will be played in and around the San Antonio area. Texas Public Radio's Steve Short has more.
In an effort to create a safe environment for student athletes, coaches, and everyone else associated with the championship, all 64 teams will play in five venues around the area in the first round. They include the Alamo Dome, the University of Texas at San Antonio Convocation Center, the Bill Greehey Arena at St. Mary's, the University Event Center at Texas State in San Marcos, and the Frank Irwin Center at the University of Texas at Austin. The second round will be played at the three San Antonio venues. The remaining rounds will all be played in the Alamo Dome. The tournament tips off on March 23rd. The championship game is April 4th. No decision has been made on fan attendance. For NPR News, I'm Steve Short in San Antonio.
Northern California is getting ready to open what it hopes will become the state's largest vaccination site at the San Francisco 49ers Levi's Stadium. The goal is to administer 15,000 shots a day. In Los Angeles County, new COVID vaccinations will be limited to make sure that second doses are available. The nation's most populous state with the most COVID cases is trying to reorganize its vaccine rollout, adding more mass vaccination clinics, even though short supplies have forced it to ration doses. Overall, the coronavirus surge in the state of California has been retreating, with less than 15,000 new cases daily, almost half of the total seen 2 weeks ago. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.